Rockstar Radio.
Hey, it's Rev from Underride.
Rev, how you doing, man?
We just got into Buford, Georgia, and I just jumped out of the club, man. And, I give you a call and hook up.
So, the big news, I mean, you guys are playing with Tantric tonight, and you've been on tour with them for about a week or so now?
Yeah, we just started in St. Pete, and we've been making our way up through Florida and South Carolina. And, so now we're up in Georgia, and then we'll circle back around and head out to, like, Colorado and down to Texas stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be about a month, you know, through December 12th as the last date right now on the tour.
Dude, that's really, really killer. Congratulations on locking down that that tour with those guys. It's a pretty big band, and I've been following you guys for a while, so this is a really good big break for you guys, man. Congratulations on that.
Wow, well, that's cool. Yeah, it is. It's really cool. You know, the people at TKO have taken some interest in the band, and they asked us if we wanted to go out. And, you know, of course, we're really excited about going out with Tantric. And then we also, you know, are playing with a couple other bands on the package that Man-Made Machine out of Arizona.
Oh, yeah. And that's another great band. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Totally great band. And Eve to Adam out of Queens, New York.
Yeah.
And you know, it's amazing, too, because, like, all the guys in the bands and stuff, like, we actually all get along. Everybody's really cool. And we've been, you know, partying every night. And now I'll tell you, they're just, all the bands are just the coolest, nicest people to work with ever. So, I mean, it makes the tour, you know, that much more fun and just easy. And everybody's like, you know, it's cool. And so we're really digging it, you know.
What I like about it is you got three newer bands out there, yourselves, Eve to Adam, and Man-Made Machine. And then you got Tantric. Those guys are cool anyways, but you don't have a bunch of bands that have been on the road for the last 3 years straight that are just pissed off at each other. And now you guys,
right.
I mean, it's new to everybody, and you got new friends, and you can have a good time. And that turns around, and I don't care who you are or where you are, that turns around, and that shows on stage every single night, man.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. It, you know, everybody's, like, having a good time, and so, you know, the crowd picks up on that vibe, and it just makes everything else that much cooler. Yeah, it's totally, you can totally sense that, you know, at the gigs.
Talking with the Rev from the band Underride out of Seattle here at the Rockstar Radio Show. Well, let's talk a little bit about your music. One thing that really surprised me when I first heard Underride music is I found out you guys were from Seattle. And that, yeah, exactly. That's why I started laughing when I heard it, too. I was like, this is not the Seattle sound that I know. And I go to Seattle all the time, and I love that city, but just because of where it's at and the weather and the people and the city, you know, they've definitely, over the last 20 years, have had their own brand of sound. I mean, for crying out loud, grunge, the heart of grunge was in Seattle, Washington. Now here comes your band that's got that Hollywood Sunset Strip kind of tongue-in-cheek attitude. It's fun. But at the same time, it does meld a little bit of that grunge Seattle sound and stuff. How are you guys taken in your hometown? How has the music scene for you guys affected your band or affected your music?
Well, we always like to say, you know, that we're the most hated band in Seattle because, you know, when we came out, you know, we actually had Sammy Hagar's old pyro rig. We had Gerbs on the end of, you know, the guitar necks. And we set a club on fire in Tacoma. But, yeah, and we were doing solos and stuff. And, you know, people just weren't doing solos.
Yeah.
And so we got pretty popular by kind of being, you know, the anti, you know, band in Seattle where, hey, if you did want to go out and have fun, that was an Underwrite show. Because, you know, really, that town is full of, you know, a bunch of that darker stuff, you know, and that's cool. People vibe on that, you know, for sure. But, you know, we definitely, you know, use our music more as, like, kind of therapy for fun, to escapism, you know? I mean, life can sometimes pretty much suck on its own. You know, I don't need to sing about it in my song.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You know, I know, like, KSW is giving you some spins on the local show and stuff here and there, and so far you guys seem to be taking off there a little bit.
Yeah, you know, KISW has always been really super supportive of Underride. You know, I'm really good friends with a lot of the people who are on-air personality and, you know, and the folks that work there, you know, even some of the sales guys I hang out with and drink beers with at our favorite bar in Redmond there outside of Seattle. But they've always been really supportive of us. I mean, they've put us on some really big shows with bands like Kavo and Static X, and we've done their Holiday Hangover, Saliva, and just so many other bands. And I can't say enough good things about, you know, KISW and how not only they've supported Underride, but so many local bands in Seattle. So yeah, KISW 99.9, I you know, one of the best rock stations, if not the best rock station, you know, in the United States.